The Funny River fire continues to burn the central Kenai Peninsula this week. Light rains have helped firefighters maintain their containment lines. The fire is estimated at around 193,000 acres with 46% containment. All evacuation advisories were lifted this week, and the Skelak Lake campground and boat launch reopened today. The cause of the fire is under investigation. Funny River residents met last night at the local community center for the first time since the evacuation orders were lifted. Fire management officials were there to update them on continuing operations and to help the community move forward. KBBI's Shady Grove Oliver reports.
It's standing room only at the Funny River Community Center. Residents pack shoulder to shoulder in this small building that just a few days ago was the heart of the evacuation zone. There are many familiar faces inside. When I first met resident Sarah McAlpin, she was at the Red Cross shelter in Soldotna. She had no idea then when she'd be able to go home or even if she'd have a home to go to. And now, she and her neighbors are back.
I'll tell you, when I got home, the relief was incredible.
She says this past week and a half has been very stressful, but things are looking up now.
The most peaceful sleep, we had a motorhome. Yes, we're used to that, but being in your home, nothing was damaged. No visual effect that had happened was incredible.
While no houses were damaged by the fire, there are visible burn areas along the south side of Funny River Road. There are other signs of the fire, too, like streamers of colorful tape tied to trees, signposts, and gates, and a few unusual spots marked as crime scenes. Lieutenant Dane Gilmore with Alaska State Troopers says that tape played an important role.
The fire incident commander issued the evacuation order to the borough. Spread the word with it using Rapid Notify and through our dispatch center, and we sent various law enforcement agency folks, AST, Wildlife Troopers, U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, State Parks, and CERT volunteers to the area, and we had established to use pink and blue flag tape to indicate that we had gone to a residence to attempt to notify people of the evacuation.
He says they used pink and blue tape because it's a distinctive combination, but the evacuation was so large, they ran into a problem.
There were about 1,000 locations, so eventually we ran out of pink and blue, and we switched to blue and orange because that's what we had, some orange available left, and then eventually we ran out of that. And because we have crime scene tape in our vehicles, we use crime scene tape.
Now that the evacuation is over, Gilmore says it does not need to be up anymore.
And if you have it, I would suggest that you remove it. That is evidence of your participation in this fire and that your house was impacted. But it's also what we will use in the future in order to note that we have gone to attempt notification. So it's good if we can get that removed so that if there's a future event, then we can use this as an effective way to indicate people there have been notified.
Incident Commander Rob Allen says he doesn't see another evacuation happening anytime soon. But fire can be unpredictable, and he says there are ways for residents to protect their property for the future.
As we're getting more contained and people are getting back into their homes, they still need to continue to clean up around their homes. Fire-wise is always good. The fire's still here. We're not 100% contained yet, even in the areas that we're really working on. That have values at risk. So getting them their places cleaned up and making sure that they're good to go.
Allen says the forest has also been significantly changed by this fire. Places that were once popular recreational spots may not be safe for quite some time.
If they start traveling in the fire area itself or next to the fire area to go see how things were, just being careful. The trees will be weakened. You know, if we get a good windstorm, a lot of stuff will fall over. It's going to be hazardous for a while, so...
The area is not the same as it had been before the fire. The community will have to adjust to the differences, which may take some time. But for residents like Sarah McAlpin, just being back home again is good enough. She says that would not have been possible without all of the people who came together to make it happen.
The appreciation and the words can't express how we really feel. I mean, the job that everybody did was incredible. I would like to give a huge thanks to the community of Soldotna for they opened their doors. They fed us. They sympathized You know, it was the outpouring of support was incredible. And I hope someday I get to pay it forward.
There is another community meeting in Funny River tentatively planned for later this week. Reporting from Soldotna, I'm Shady Grove Oliver.